toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855. I don't know, I'm giving you a New Hampshire number. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything that you like. That is the point of the program. And the Garden Nazis are back in Orlando. It was a little while back that we covered this story originally, and folks had hoped it was over. But knowing the government, they got to have their way. They've got their rules. And if you don't follow them, then there's the possibility you might go to a cage or your house might get stolen. Usually those are the two, you know, end games, right? So if it's a civil fine, for instance, I don't think you can go to jail generally for civil situations or town ordinance. But if you're...
They take your stuff.
But they will take your stuff, take your car from you, or in this case, they'll take your house from you because, well, you don't really own your house. The paperwork that you might have that says that you own your house, like the deed, is actually just, it's a stand-in. It's something to distract you from the fact that if you don't pay property taxes, they can just take that thing right back from you. They will file the paperwork in their office because they hold all the, you know, important paperwork.
Right.
When it comes
to real estate. The deed is the right to pay rent on an annual basis. In some cases, it's biannual in different times, but basically a right to pay annual rent to the government for a piece of land.
Yep. And, you know, if you ever really want to test this theory out, just try not paying property tax and wait and see what happens.
After about 3 years, they take your house.
In New Hampshire, it's 3 years. Your mileage may vary where you live. It could be longer. It could be shorter.
You could call it property tax if you want, but what's the difference between it and a rent?
Exactly.
I mean, as a matter of fact, what they used to be called in the past were quit rents. I mean, that's when serfs or vassals had to pay a certain amount to the lord for the land upon which they were, you know, working. There you go. That's all it is, a quit rent, a rent, whatever, same thing.
So, as you may recall, there was a couple that we discussed previously on this program in College Park, which is near Orlando, Florida. It's a suburb, I think, of Orlando. And the city had come after them for having a garden in their front yard, threatening them with $500 a day fines. And as this story will likely point out from the Orlando Sentinel, it was just published literally minutes before airtime, an updated story, that they, you know, the city seemed to back off for a little bit because of an outpouring of support from people in the community and people on the internet as well.
That's another little trick is just, oh, we'll just bide our time. We don't want to the bad side of people. I mean, government to some extent really needs the good PR. And so they just back off for a little while and wait, and then they'll just come back and hit you with some fines for making them wait.
Yep, and this is not a trashy-looking house or anything like that. This couple is a smiling, happy couple. They're standing in a photo, you know, the photo here at OrlandoSentinel.com. There's two pictures. One of them is kind of a nice wide shot where you can see what their whole garden looks like. And I think the plants are very pretty. I had a garden sort of, not really a garden. I wasn't growing anything you could eat, but I had a very pretty front lawn when I was living in Florida several years ago.
But it contained no grass.
Correct. It had no grass whatsoever. It had what was called ground cover, and I thought it was a lot nicer than grass. It took a lot of work. You know, there was a lot of time I had to spend pulling weeds and things like that. It actually was more work than I'd hoped it would be, but
sure.
Such is the nature of living in Florida, and things just grow down there.
You know, I see one problem with this photo. If they had a fence like the neighbor across the street, then there would probably be no issue because nobody would be able to see the garden.
Good question. It would depend on the local ordinances on fences and what the rules are as far as having fences. I noticed that in the photo, the fence that you're indicating is set back from the road.
The backyard of the neighbor's catty corner.
True. Good point. Yeah. So that fence is definitely not running right up against the road, and I suspect there's a reason for that. But it's a good point, and we don't know.
I'm just saying, if nobody can see the yard, then no one can complain about the yard.
It's true.
6-foot privacy fences block sun, though. And, I mean, when you have a garden, sunlight's really important.
This is a good point as well. Well, either way, I don't care. And if I were their neighbor, I would think it would be a nice welcome addition to change up the neighborhood to not having, you know, these grass farms everywhere, which I find just really annoying. But either way, let's get to the story from OrlandoSentinel.com. A war is sprouting in College Park, and the battlefield is covered with tomatoes, radishes, carrots, and beets.
Hopefully.
I mean, can you believe that we're even talking about this?
No.
On one side are Jason and Jennifer Helvenston, an earthly couple who dug up their front lawn and replaced it with a vegetable garden. On the other side is Orlando City Hall, which issued a code enforcement citation demanding that the Helvenstons get rid of the veggies and replant the yard with approved ground covers.
Approved ground cover?
Yeah, none of which you can eat.
When it comes to front yards, the city's code requires traditional landscaping, grass, and shrubs, and enforces the rule with fines as high as $500 a day. But the Helvenstons are digging in, so to speak. They'll take our house before they take our garden, says Jason. It's blossomed into a fight that has drawn national attention and become a cause célèbre among gardeners across the country. And I have to say, I wish there were more people like this.
Yes.
More people who are willing to put what they consider important in front of, which is in this case property rights, or I don't know if they're going to stand on property rights as much as, hey, it's our house, let's have a garden if we want to, which is ultimately a property rights argument, but I don't know if that's the argument that they're making. But for people willing to stand up for themselves and to stand up for their beliefs and put their most prized possessions, in this case, a home is one of the most prized possessions that any couple can possibly have. It is a humongous step for somebody to take to say, I'm willing to risk the entirety of my $200,000 home or $150,000 home in order to make
a
stand.
Orlando, that's probably a $350,000
home. It doesn't look that big, and property values in Florida. Property values in Florida aren't doing so hot these days, at least not in Sarasota where we're from.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the $150,000 to $200,000.
So, it started about a year ago. A sustainability consultant, Jason, had already built an eco-friendly addition to his house. The Helvenstons had also enrolled in an urban chicken pilot program run by the city, built a backyard coop, and raised 3 egg layers. They wanted to cut their grocery budget with a vegetable garden, but their backyard is tiny and it's shaded. So Jason looked at his brown front lawn and saw a delicious possibility. The couple built raised beds, installed drip irrigation, and planted green beans, peppers, mustard greens, kale, onions, broccoli, and more. The garden covers nearly the entire front yard. And why not? You've got all that space.
Right.
Why not put it to good use?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big, beautiful garden. I'll admit vegetable gardens aren't pretty all the time. I mean, there's plants that are coming up, so you see dirt. When they're in full bloom, they look great. When they're dying, they look yellow and they're, you know, whatever. I don't think it matters. I mean, to me, this is, you know, this just makes municipalities all over the country, and this is happening all over the country, look petty, boorish, and stupid. The fact that they would go after, in the, you know, the worst economic situation we've seen in our lifetimes, the vast majority of us, they're going to go after people for growing food in their front yard, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Well, and in some cases, the people that are getting harassed about having the garden in the front yard have the garden on the side of their house, but because of some weird, goofy interpretation of what the front of the house is, anything that is not obscured by the house itself
is considered the front.
Is the front yard.
The harvest has been so plentiful, by the way, from their garden, that the Helvenstons share their vegetables with their neighbors and their friends.
I think, you know, most people that have gardens do this. I mean, all you have to do is plant a couple of squash plants, and you've got more squash than you know what to do with.
Jennifer says, the garden spreads joy. She said, when we come out and work in the garden, so many people stop. They want to see the garden. They want to learn about the garden. We don't want to fence people out. We want to invite people in. But not everyone's a fan. Pedro Padden, who lives in Puerto Rico, owns the house next door. When he visited his renter a few months ago, Padden didn't like the look of the Helvenstons' garden. And we'll see what this guy has to say here in moments. 855-453. That's toll free. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've had some experience with ridiculous code enforcement rules and you want to share your story. 855-453. I myself am currently facing large fines for some kind of stupid fire code ordinance. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day. Using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you are invited to share your thoughts regarding the garden Nazis. We'll continue the story here out of Orlando, where a couple is being threatened with $500 a day fines, which could add up to the taking of their home because they have a front yard garden. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You're welcome to comment on that. Maybe you support the regulations prohibiting gardens in one's front yard, because this isn't the only place that ridiculous yard-related regulations are being enforced. It's just the one that's getting the attention, thankfully, from some in the media. And we'll continue that story in moments, but maybe tell your story as well. It doesn't have to be about, just your front yard. It could be any ridiculous home home zoning regulations that you've have enforced upon you. 855-450-FREE.
There are lots of reasons why you'd want to get some gold or silver. I mean, just chief among them, the incredible amount of debt. I think it's $14 trillion the United States government has foisted upon future generations, not to mention the Federal Reserve devaluing the U.S. dollar. In Asia, lots of people are picking up gold and silver right now, so demand's up. If you want to get some gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got several hand-picked, selected pieces there for you. It's relatively easy to... You can buy online. You can use a telephone number there at gold.freetalklive.com. When you call the number, be sure to mention Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we will take your calls about what you would like, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about gardens or zoning or anything like that. But also want to invite you to our website. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. They're totally free. We've got stuff like the archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download whatever you'd like right there from the top of the website, or click into the archive section to go back for years. Alternately, you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And that will allow you access to not only the year's worth of archives, but bonuses like the Edgington Post interview series that Mark is doing on at least weekly basis, sometimes more often than that. You can go to freetalklive.com to enjoy all of those archives for free. Jason and Jennifer Helvenston are the couple. They were under fire several months ago by the city of Orlando, I guess a few months, back in November was when this news originally broke. And the news was originally that, you know, they... We're looking at $500 a day fines for having a garden in their front yard. I mean, we're talking about vegetables, beans, peppers, mustard greens, kale, onions, broccoli, and more. They even have some tomato plants that are more than 6 feet tall. So they got a wall of tomato plants on one side of the yard. And they say that the neighbors really like it. They like to stop. They want to ask questions about the garden when they're out front, you know, working in there.
I think that's interesting. But who cares? I mean, ultimately, I mean, what difference does it make when it comes to a garden? I mean, I get the whole idea that it you know, the public opinion matters. But, I mean, this is a garden to feed my family, mm-hmm. and, yes, I've put it in the front yard.
Well, the reason that I think that public opinion matters is because the rules are supposed to be made by consensus of what the community thinks.
But the rules are usually made by the squeakiest wheel. Like, you know, the person who...
The busybodies.
Yeah, the busybodies, the people that make noise, the people, you know, that are willing to go hassle and harangue their city council people and show up to city council meetings, those kind of people, which are by far removed from the average individual.
No doubt.
True. But in this situation, what I'm seeing is all of the neighbors approve.
Most.
So it's not a community... standard issue. You know, it's not that the neighbors came and said, hey, Mark, I really don't like that big billboard you have. Could you do something with it?
Right.
It's one neighbor or the person that owns a neighboring house that doesn't live in the neighborhood came to town and then basically made a federal issue out of this thing.
His name is Pedro Payden. I don't know if it's federal, but it's certainly the Orlando
well, it's
city government.
National.
I see what you're saying, yeah. And so Pedro, who's the owner of the home next door, lives in Puerto Rico, came to check out his house and said he didn't like the look of the Helvenston's garden. He says, quote, "It's not that he has a small garden. He took the whole front yard. It's not a proper place to have a garden of the scale he wants to have. If I wanted to live near a farm, I'd move to the country. This is a residential area." Payden complained to the city and a code enforcement
first
officer.
First off, you don't live there, pal.
It's true. But it is his property, supposedly, next door. Payden complained to the city, and a code enforcement officer told the Helvenstons they had 30 days to restore the front yard to its original condition. Instead, the Helvenstons got loud. They circulated petitions calling on Orlando to update its landscaping code. They even gave...
This guy is backed up by the color of law. I mean, you know, he wouldn't... His complaints would be fall upon deaf ears if it wasn't for the fact that this, you know, ordinance was in place.
I don't think that's actually color of law. That's, you know, the statutes, the city ordinances. Color of law is acting as... I think, if I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead and look it up.
I think color of law is acting as though... you are the law or whatever, acting as though, you know, you have the authority of laws. Of course, I don't believe the idea that
makes
words
sense
on paper have authority, but that's another issue. The concept of color of law is to, you know, like if a cop BS's you, like if a cop just lies to you.
It does talk about the appearance of a right.
Yeah, so if the cop lies to you about something and you know what the law actually is, he's acting under color.
You're required to hand
right
over a DNA sample just because I said,
I said so. So they got loud, they gave media interviews, they circulated petitions, they blogged about the controversy, and the brouhaha caught the attention of higher-ups at City Hall, who put the code enforcement case on hold. Mayor Buddy Dyer, who, by the way, has made news in the past for supporting people, or supporting the arresting of peaceful people who were coming to a local city park and feeding the homeless. So that's the kind of guy we're dealing with here with Mayor Buddy Dyer, just to give you a clue of what he's done in the past. He's said that he's made sustainability a key plank of his administration, launching GreenWorks Orlando with the goal of becoming one of the most environmentally friendly cities in the country. The city itself has established 4 community vegetable gardens, but city officials admit the code has fallen behind the rebirth of urban gardening. And Orlando isn't alone. As the local food movement grows and more people pay attention to how food makes its way to their table, urban gardeners have run afoul of zoning rules requiring turf. More often, fights have erupted over the strict rules enforced by homeowner associations. Like Orlando, the codes in Winter Park and Orange County don't address front yard gardens. Some rural areas, including Lake County, don't restrict vegetables more than any other plant. Orlando planners have now proposed changing the code to allow front yard gardens, but the proposal comes with regulations designed to ensure gardens don't run amok and to allay the concerns of homeowners, such as Payton, who worry about their property values. Now, the suggestion here is that if your yard isn't the standard grass field that most people are used to, with maybe some shrubs here and there, which is what they say it's supposed to be in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
If your yard isn't this kind of standard Florida yard in this case, that you're going to hurt the property values. And to make an arbitrary statement like that is absolutely outrageous, because what if I value a neighborhood more because people are self-reliant there? What if I value the fact more that my neighbor has a vegetable garden in their front yard, because that tells me these are neighbors that are concerned about, you know, their food and where it comes from and all that, as opposed to somebody with a grass farm?
Well, I lived in Florida for most of my life, and the vast majority of people would let anything, any green weed grow and whack it off at 3 inches and call it a lawn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd have bare patches all the time. Why is an ugly grass lawn somehow better than a garden?
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you'd like to share with us your thoughts. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts on front yard gardens. Should they be prohibited? Because they are in Orlando. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I can't imagine anyone's going to call in and take the city's side on this and say, yeah, I think that people who have a front yard garden, who are growing tomatoes and other vegetables in their front yard, should be threatened with fines, $500 a day, possibly have their house stolen from them. Yeah, I support that. 855-450-FREE. If you are that person, sure would love to hear from you, because I highly doubt you're going to get the Orlando Code Enforcement Department on the line to talk about this.
Prone Lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company, you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI will do it for you in a manner that respects both you and your clients. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
And what's interesting about this story, and we will get to your calls here in a moment, but we're almost done telling this the story from OrlandoSentinel.com, is that when it originally struck back in November, it hit the scene, it spread virally online. A bunch of people sent emails to the city government saying, what the hell do you people think you're doing? These guys just want to have their own garden in their front yard. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being self-sufficient and being able to grow your own food to feed your family? What's wrong with that? So they emailed these Orlando bureaucrats, and the Orlando bureaucrats tried to spin this situation as best they could. The mayor said, you know what we're going to do? We're a green city. We're going to put this fine. We're going to put it on hold. We're not going to enforce this fine right now. In fact, I want to talk to you about how green our city is. Boy, do we have the GreenWorks Orlando project. We're going to be the most environmentally friendly city in the country. And we are also establishing community vegetable gardens. So, you can just come here
to the
city garden and share space.
We're vegetable proponents.
Because I'm sure it would work great if everybody was just growing their veggies in the same garden and could go there any time to pick the vegetables out of it. That sounds like a
sustainable
effort.
Yeah, that's a lot better than going out to your front yard.
And then also saying that, let's see, and we're going to update our code. The code, we admit, is a little bit out of date, so we're going to go ahead and update that code. And, close the books, close the stories. Thanks, folks. Have a nice day. Everything's fine here at the city of Orlando. We're moving forward into a greener future.
I actually pulled up the landscaping code down in Orlando, Florida. And apparently they have a list of approved plants. They have a list of native trees, non-native trees, actually different types of trees. There's cover, and then there's non-cover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And then there's shrubs, native shrubs, non-native shrubs, other ground cover that includes several different types of ivy. Mm. But one thing that I found very interesting going through the approved list of trees, orange trees and lemon trees are not on the list.
Wow. See, now that have in the front yard, huh?
This is not just front yard. This is what you are allowed on your property.
Really? That's stunning to me. I mean,
I'm not surprised. This is Florida.
Oh, Ian, didn't you have orange trees in your backyard?
No.
I can't tell you how many property... I'm trying
to say... Well, this is Orlando. It may not be the same in Sarasota.
I'm trying to... in Manatee, I'm trying to think of how many houses I lived in that didn't have an orange tree in the backyard, at least one. And I'm
They're fairly common.
Pretty close to empty. I can think of one
that
I didn't have that didn't have an orange tree in it. And I was going to plant one. Why not have an orange tree in your backyard in Florida?
It's something fairly common down there. It seems very bizarre. But, hey, the rules are the rules. But don't worry, Mark. They're going to update their code. In fact, the city planners, one of them says that we're endorsing front yard gardens. We just need to have some restrictions upon them, said John Ipple, the city.
Right. So he's going to the same thing the other Pedro fellow was going to. Look, it can't be the whole yard.
Yep. So that's basically what's going to happen.
We'll let you use some of the valuable space in your front yard, but not all of it.
Precisely. So, of course, we don't know exactly what the new proposed ordinances are going to be, but you can damn well bet this couple is going to be in violation. In fact, they give you a little bit of the proposed restrictions here in a moment. But the bureaucrat continues, and by the way, he's the city's sustainability director. Now, look, he's college educated as to what it takes to be sustainable.
Right.
So if he decides that all
you
need is...
We're only going to let you be sufficiently sustainable, right, not overly sustainable.
If he decides that all you can have is a 3x2 plot as a garden in your front yard, then he's the expert and you should just defer to him. He's educated. So he goes on, we need to make sure we're accommodating the desires of the community as a whole. And how do you figure out what that is?
Well,
exactly?
It's any lunatic that pipes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the community, by its nature, is diverse. The community...
There's no even way to talk about the community.
...is a group of individuals. And that group of individuals, some of them like front yard gardens. Some of them, like this next-door neighbor, don't. And you cannot possibly figure out what the community as a whole wants for this. What will ultimately be decided is what the bureaucrats decide they want. And you're right, the busybodies will have some input.
Right, because the busybodies are generally the bureaucrats.
True. The proposed restrictions, by the way, would limit the size of a garden to roughly half of the front yard. Plantings would have to be screened with fencing or shrubs, set back at least 10 feet from the property line, or placed in planter boxes. Now,
I'm 10 feet from the property line.
I'm looking at the picture here of these folks' property, and 10 feet's going to eat up a good chunk of their front yard. It's not the most expansive of front yards. It's going to eat up a good chunk of it, maybe about half of the yard. So they're going to have to cut back their garden, but they're saying they're going to take this all the way, and we'll continue the story here in moments. We've got William on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't believe that we're having this discussion about the gardens in the front yard.
Hey, it's a free country, isn't it? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Yeah, I would say, but it ain't accurate to say I can't believe it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can believe it.
You know, when we started doing this show 10 years ago, I think I would have said, no, that'll never happen.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, you guys have opened my eyes a lot to, you know, a lot of things, you know, like I voted for Bush the last time, and I voted for Obama the first time.
I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. America. Anyway.
Well, your vote didn't count. Don't worry. It didn't make a difference, I should say.
I didn't even waste my time this time. But anyway, I don't know if this is just a phenomenon that I'm experiencing, but what I find really interesting is that a lot of people who support Obama openly, they like, it's almost like they have a bookmark to the daily press release from Obama, and if he says, I have cut the budget by $1.5 trillion, they all repeat in unison, he has cut the budget by $1.5 trillion. Because people post stuff on Facebook and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this different people, by the way, on different friends' websites, Facebooks and everything, and I've noticed a trend, it seems like, that these people that support him like that, if you have any questions about it or, you know, like, say, hey, that's interesting, can you help me find the information that shows what he cut back, you know? They're like, oh, you're just a hater, and you know, you're a Republican, you damn Republicans, you are so dumb and we're so smart.
Well, you know, I don't know, just hearing you say this, what it comes to mind is Obama had an incredible election machine that went on and used things like social media and, you know, the sort of online advertising and that kind of thing in order to just crush the Mitt Romney. And why would you shut that down after the election?
Yeah, and the thing that I find really interesting, well, first of all, when these people, you know, write these things, they claim to be so intelligent. Their sentence structure and their grammar and spelling and everything is, you would think you're dealing with a mentally disabled person, but that's beside the point.
I think social media does that, or at least the kind of the texting culture.
Yeah, it's not acceptable. I don't care.
I'm not saying it's acceptable.
I don't care. It is not acceptable.
I've heard high school
capitalize and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of high school English teachers saying that they have received
papers,
essays that were written in text speak.
Yeah. William, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think that's a Democrat or a Republican thing at all. It's just kind of a dumbing down over all of society. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and do a toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You don't just have to talk about gardens, so that is the topic that we started the show with, and there's more to say about the crackdown on a couple who has a front yard garden in the Orlando area. 855.
Scott laws.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. Don't they know that laws are important to society? How dare they just flagrantly violate them? You're welcome to share your thoughts.
These anarchists are obviously trying to bring down Western civilization.
There's no evidence that these are anarchists. They may just simply be people who want to have a garden in their front lawn.
What else could they be if they're violating the rules that we have that keep our city
hippies.
Safe?
Hippies. Maybe good they're point. Hippies.
Oh,
that shower.
Hippies underneath it all are anarchists. Pinko, commie, anarchists.
The gentleman here in this case is a sustainability consultant. So you withdraw from that.
I'm suspicious of him, too.
What it is that's the owner of the house. That's his job, his sustainability consultant. So
hippie.
We'll continue, definitely. But we'll continue, and that's okay. You know, hippies should be allowed to have front yard gardens if they want to.
Yes, and, you know, I actually found a couple HOA rule sets.
Those tend to be even worse than the city rules.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing is, and I don't know if they live in an HOA. Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
It's not made clear here. I think that if they were in an HOA, that would become relevant to the discussion, and I would imagine it'd be reported.
I would hope.
Just based on the look of the neighborhood, I mean, the house next door has got a big fence around it, so
it doesn't look like an HOA.
Probably not an HOA.
But some of these HOA rules, you must have sod. You can't use sprigs. If you have anything that is not grass, you have to have a barrier to make sure that that doesn't encroach on the neighbor's yard. Your patio the area covered with the patio must conform to the shape of the house and not extend beyond the footprint of the roof of the house, except to be filled in the remaining unspooled area behind the house. Whatever that means.
The roof has to hang over the whole patio?
That's the front yard patio.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm guessing that is what the footprint would be, is however far the roof extends. Your pavers and bricks can only go from the driveway to the front door or to the side of the house.
Wow.
They must not be wider than 2 feet wide. There's certain grass that has to go next to it.
They've got a whole plan for how your yard has to look, don't they?
Now, that's the Homeowners Association that you're sharing there. But some city regulations can be as ridiculous as this. As you said previously, they have a regulation stating exactly what plants you can use. You cannot use anything not on the list. You can only use approved plants for your grass and shrubs and whatever else you've got growing in the earth.
Wall and window air conditioning units cannot be visible from outside of the house from any angle.
Wow. I, there's just nothing else I can say beyond just... Welcome to Florida. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We'll tell you more about their planned changes to this code here in a moment. Because the Orlando City is saying, well, we're in favor of these vegetable gardens. We just have some restrictions. But we'll get to that. Paul's on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Daryl and Mark.
Paul,
good to see you.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, just letting you know, I moved to Arizona. So I'm getting closer to New Hampshire.
All right.
Arizona is closer than where?
California.
California.
Okay.
I used to call you from California.
But, yes, sir.
So, anyway, I just wanted to plug the New Hampshire Liberty Forum that's coming up later in February.
That's a fine idea.
1st through the 24th at Nashua's Crown Plaza Hotel.
And I wanted to remind your listeners that they could get a peek at the keynote speaker this year, Jeffrey Tucker, by going to Free Keene YouTube channel and watching his speech from last year.
Ah, excellent.
Also, there is a video up there of the creators of the Prax Girl website that did a really great presentation. And I don't know if people listening to this show keep an eye on that Free Keene YouTube channel. There might be more videos from last year showing up, so they get a better
excellent.
Idea.
Excellent. A great way to build up some publicity for the upcoming event. And by the way, Jeffrey Tucker will be speaking. He is the publisher, the executive editor over at Laissez-Faire Books. But he's not the keynote speaker. The second keynote speaker has yet to be announced. The first keynote speaker is Tom Woods this year. And, in fact, a previous keynote speaker is coming back, Jack Spierko, who I imagine might have a thing or two to say about front yard garden regulations. This guy is part of the Survival Podcast.
Yeah, the Survival Podcast.
Yeah. So.
But Jack Spierko also spoke last year, and there is a video of him that... just might show up on the YouTube channel.
Excellent. Over at youtube.com/freekeen.
Yes.
Thanks, Paul, for sharing that. So I take it you're going to be showing up this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Look forward to seeing you there. And anything else you want to share tonight?
Just keep up the great show. And I just want to give a kudos to Chris Lawless, who's doing a fabulous job. And
That's the organizer, by the way, of the Liberty Forum. Paul, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. The guest list continues to expand over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. The cost of the forum has gone up slightly. You can still get it for under $200, though, including the meals, if you use the Free Talk Live discount code. So if you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum.
It really hasn't gone up, though, because we weren't supposed to be giving out the discount code when it was priced at $199 for the whole package. And then it went up to $209, and we're giving it our discount code that
for
gives
10%
you 10% off. So it's actually less than it was when we were talking about it before.
True. But the visible price has gone up. To those who don't know the code, the cost has gone up. And
the code is
FTL2013.
There you go. Now the price has gone down by 10%.
Right.
There's a savings. Go get it, folks.
So for under $200, you can be at the Liberty Forum. You can eat with the all the meals, and that's a hell of a deal. If you don't want to eat those meals, you can do your own food. Choose your own options all around Nashua, and maybe you'll save a little bit of money that way. Although that's a really good deal for a hotel kind of banquet dinners and buffet lunches and things like that.
The meals are great, and you get to sit with the people that, you get to meet people. It's
sure.
It's a great opportunity. I tend to think for the hassle and cost of eating elsewhere that you would have to be in a very, very, very limited budget and essentially go to the grocery store and eat salads in your, not even salads, you can't eat salads for this kind of price, eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in your room.
I I don't know. I'd say that's exaggerating a little bit. I mean, the cheaper ticket is $99 or excuse me, $109. So you can use our discount code on the cheaper ticket too.
So it's $100 less.
So $100 gets you into the event, gets you into all the speeches and the panel discussions and everything that goes on except for the food in the event. And so for $100, you know,
how many meals do you get?
I think you get five. I think you get five out.
$20 a meal?
You could go and get a grinder or something like that.
I said for the hassle and cost. So when you're talking about...
You can go for a walk.
What's the grinder?
A grinder is a sandwich.
Like a Subway.
I want to strangle both of you. How much does the grinder cost?
$5 foot long.
$5 foot long.
That's at Subway. If you want to go to like a local place, it's probably going to be $6-$7, something
$8.
So you could
plus
take
a soda,
short hike.
$9-$10. I mean, it's
still $2.25
for the soda.
It's still less than $20 for
it's know, less, but then you've got the hassle.
If you consider it a hassle,
how much is your time worth? Add that to the $15 bill.
What month is the Liberty Forum in again?
February.
So you're gonna just go out there in your shirt sleeves and wander around?
You've
got to go back up to the hotel room, swipe your key, get in, get dressed, put on your parka, put on your hat, put on your gloves. You know, walk outside. I hope you don't die in a snowbank someplace. Yeah, you can do it, man. I said hassle.
I went to the grocery store in flip-flops today.
There's always one in every crowd.
Yeah, I get it, Mark. I think you're making a good pitch for the larger ticket. I think that
it's just so worth it.
I get where you're coming from. All that said, I've gone out a number of times during the Liberty Forum.
It's nice to go out.
And you've gone out, too.
When we arrive on, like, a Thursday or so. We arrive ahead of time, and there's nothing, you know, no meal prepared. I think I eat every single meal there because the food is good.
Yeah, it is. It's darn good, no doubt. But you can save an extra $100 if you want. That is an option. And they are going to have day passes as well. So if you can only make it up for an afternoon or for one full day, you can get a discount deal for that also. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The governor, and by the way, the code again, FTL 2013, saves you 10%. So the bureaucrats in Orlando are saying they are going to allow these gardens. They're just going to tweak their code a little bit. They're going to make sure that they have control, because that's what it's all about. They want to make sure that they, as the sustainability director of the city said, we're endorsing front yard gardens. We just need to have some restrictions upon them because they need to control you. He's being very honest. We need to have some restrictions because we need to tell you what to do. We can't just let you just willy-nilly all till up your land and decide what to plant based on your own desires. We're in charge here, and we're going to tell you how to do it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's why you elected us, right? So we can tell you what to do? 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2 next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.